Olinda presents this unabridged recording of The Shoes of the Fisherman, written by Maurice West and read by Peter Hosking. The dedication reads, For Christopher, Paul and Melanie. Chapter 1. The Pope was dead. The Camerlengo had announced it. The masters of ceremonies, the notaries, the doctors had consigned him under signature into eternity. His ring was defaced and his seals were broken. The bells had been rung throughout the city. The pontifical body had been handed to the embalmers so that it might be a seemly object for the veneration of the faithful. Now it lay between white candles in the Sistine Chapel, with the noble guard keeping a death watch under Michelangelo's frescoes of the Last Judgment. The Pope was dead. Tomorrow the clergy of the Basilica would claim him and expose him to the public in the chapel of the Most Holy Sacrament. On the third day they would bury him clothed in full pontificals, with a mitre on his head, a purple veil on his face, and a red ermine blanket to warm him in the crypt. The medals he had struck and coinage he had minted would be buried with him to identify him to any who might dig him up 1,000 years later. They would seal him in 3 coffins, one of cypress, one of lead to keep him from the damp and to carry his coat of arms and the certificate of his death, the last of elm, so that he might seem at least like other men who go to the grave in a wooden box. The Pope was dead, so they would pray for him as for any other. Enter not into judgment with thy servant, O Lord. Deliver him from eternal death. Then they would lower him into the vault under the high altar, where perhaps, but only perhaps, he would moulder into dust with the dust of Peter, and a mason would brick up the vault and fix on a marble tablet with his name, his title, and the date of his birth and his obit. The Pope was dead. They would mourn him with 9 days of masses and give him 9 absolutions, of which, having been greater in his life than other men, he might have greater need after his death. Then they would forget him, because the See of Peter was vacant. The life of the Church was in syncope, and the Almighty was without a vicar on this troubled planet. The See of Peter was vacant. So the cardinals of the Sacred College assumed trusteeship over the authority of the fishermen, though they lacked the power to exercise it. The power did not reside in them, but in Christ, and none could